with the ringing of that bell, you know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So I'd invite you at this time to get your Bible and be turning in it to Genesis chapter 12. In a few moments, we're going to begin a Sunday school lesson that is titled, A Chosen Leader and a Chosen Land. We are beginning a new series of lessons and a new year of Sunday school lessons. This is going to be the first lesson for the Sunday schools of 1924. This lesson is for the Sunday schools of January the 6th, 1924. It was written by an old gospel preacher, E.A. Elam, many years ago. And before we get into that lesson, I want to finish the introduction to this series of studies. This is lesson 456. And this is what Elam said by way of introduction that you are going to appreciate. The Bible is a unit, or one historic whole. Genesis opens with the beginning, the only correct account of creation of all things, and states the cause of all that which follows, while Revelation gives the conclusion, the grand and glorious consummation of all, a new heaven and a new earth, wherein the righteous will dwell forever. We cannot understand the New Testament without the Old Testament. The best way and the best time to study the Old Testament are other considerations, but it must be studied. A volume could be written on the literature of the Old Testament, its romances, tragedies, biographies, sublime poems, grand descriptions, glorious visions, and holy principles. Above all, as David says, we should lay the word of God in our hearts, that we might not sin against him. Psalm 119 and verse 11. And as Paul exhorts, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3 and verse 16. A glory gilds the sacred page, majestic like the sun. It gives a light to every age, but gives and borrows none. By William Cooper. And here's a little poem. Most wondrous book, bright candle of the Lord, star of eternity, the only star by which the bark of man could navigate the sea of life and gain the coast of bliss securely. Before we get into the Sunday school lesson itself, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, as you turn in this Sunday school book, we see this is the first quarter. Outline of Old Testament history from Abraham to Solomon. First half of a 6 month course, lesson one, for January the 6th of 1924. A chosen leader and a chosen land. The text begins in Genesis chapter 12, and we'll read verses 1 through 7. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham went, as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Shechem, under the oak of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto Jehovah, who appeared unto him. The next reading for this Sunday school lesson is Genesis 18, and I'll read verses 17 through 19. And Jehovah said, Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Jehovah, and do righteousness and justice, to the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. The golden text for this lesson is Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, and it comes from this reading. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And for the devotional reading, it suggests that we read the 23rd Psalm. And I'll be reading this psalm to go along with these old Sunday school lessons out of the American Standard Version of 1901. The inscription says, A Psalm of David. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. I turn the page, and this lesson begins with some geographical notes. The chosen land was the land of Canaan. This land is frequently so designated in the Bible. The word Canaan means lowlands, and first denoted the sea coast, but afterward embraced all of Palestine. It received its name from Canaan, the son of Ham, by whose descendants it was inhabited. Genesis 10, verses 6 through 20. The Canaanites were noted for their artistic skill. They were famous merchants and seamen, and by trade and war became rich. In Joshua's time, when the time of their iniquity became full, they were overwhelmed in the immorality and darkness of idolatry. The chief objects of their worship were Baal and Ashtoreth. Palestine was the land of the Philistines, but later was the same as the land of Canaan. The Bible frequently speaks of the land of Philistia, like Exodus chapter 15 and verse 14, or Isaiah 14, 29, and Psalm 108, verse 9, and Joel 3 and verse 4. The country is also called the land of the Hebrews in Genesis 40 and verse 15, and the land of promise in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 9, and the land of Israel. Later, the territory occupied by the 10 tribes was called the land of Israel, Ezekiel 27 and verse 17, while that occupied by the other two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, was called the land of Judah. Canaan, or Palestine, was bounded on the north by Syria and the Lebanon Mountains, and on the west by the Mediterranean, and on the south by Sodom, and the deserts of Sin and Paran, on the east by the Arabian Desert. It was a small country, being on an average about 140 miles from north to south and 50 miles from east to west. Its extreme length is placed by some at about 180 miles, and its extreme width, only about 65 miles, Ur of the Chaldees was the capital of Chaldea. It was about 6 miles west of the river Euphrates, and about 120 miles from the entrance into the Persian Gulf. If you have a map in the back of your Bible, you might want to look at your map and let your eyes go over those pages and become familiar with these places and their locations and their relationships one with another. Clearer knowledge has been obtained as to the position of Ur, the Chaldees, now represented by the mound of Machir in southern Babylonia, about 6 miles from the Euphrates on the western bank. Indubitable evidence is afforded of the advanced state in literature and commerce of the old Chaldee or Babylonian Empire in the time of Abraham, including writing on bricks and tablets and the conventional cuneiform characters, according to the Oxford Teacher's Bible Notes. Haran was a city of Mesopotamia, about 500 miles north of Ur. Look for that on your map. From Haran to Canaan was about 300 miles. A mistake as to these distances was made in former lessons embracing them. This was the city of Nahor, Genesis chapter 24 and verse 10, whence Rebekah went to be the wife of Isaac. There Laban lived when Jacob went to be with him. Now, in the introduction to this particular lesson, we begin with the previous history. Since these lessons for the first 6 months give an outline of Old Testament history from Abraham to the end, why not begin with the beginning? It is well to study the expression, the beginning, as it is used in the Bible. In the beginning stands for no definite period, but is used sometimes to express that eternity which was before the creation of the heavens and the earth. The following are instances. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the world was, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was brought forth, while as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the beginning of the dust of the world. Proverbs chapter 8, 22 through 36. There's more to that. In fact, I would like to read some of that. I'll probably start the next lesson off. You may want to mark in your Bible. I'll begin the next lesson with Proverbs 8, and we'll read the entirety from verses 22 to 36. The Bible speaks also of the beginning of the creation in Mark chapter 10 and verse 6 and 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. Here's where we read in Hebrews 1 and verse 10. Thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundations of the earth. Time began when God created the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, which mark time. Then it must be remembered that God does not count time as men count it. Well, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day, 2 Peter 3, 8. The eternal past and eternal future are all one with God. We should study the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1, and especially the creation of man. I want you to understand when we look at that passage in Genesis chapter 1, that Moses would say when he gave the fourth commandment, that in 6 days God made heaven and earth and all that in them is. How much time took place before that beginning is not really a good question, because it was eternity rather than time. But when God said, let there be light, that was on the first day, a day with an evening and a morning. We'll continue this study next class.